A very good evening to you. Welcome along once again to Sweet and Swing here on Max Radio. My name's Howard Kane. It's a Friday night. It's a chilly one. Stay by the fire and listen to the music. And what have we got? Well, some Christmas cheer, of course. More from our Gracie. We're going to find out a little bit of Belgian jazz. Belgium with love. And to start off, it is, of course, an enchanted evening. Yeah, that's a nice way to get going, isn't it? An enchanted evening. It sort of can look enchanted when it's very snowy, can't it? Or very icy. I think we've had more snow, ice than snow of late. But a bit treacherous underfoot, as they say. Certainly when I came into work this morning, parts of the upper car park were definitely, you could have put skates on and done a little bit of pirouetting and skating round, had I had the skill, which I don't. I'll stay here. Well clear of that. But yes, icy to say the least, and roads again, yes, we all know, you do have to be that little bit extra careful when it is so icy. But of course, by this time next week, by the sound of it, it'll be back to wind and rain. Who knows? Who knows? Weather is a fickle old thing, and even more fickle now, it seems, than of yore. Maybe I'm wrong, but you seem to know that when it got to winter, you knew it was going to be cold and icy, and that would be it through winter, and spring would be a bit sort of wetter. But now, you can get anything, any time, can't you? You seem to be able to get 15, 18, 90 degrees in the middle of December or January, and equally, the odd hailstorm or really cold weather isn't unheard of in June or July. I mean, it all seems to be very topsy-turvy. It's almost like two seasons rather than four, isn't it? Whichever way, Hope you're surviving. Hope you're pretty much ready for Christmas. I'm not, of course. I'm a man, which never really helps. I don't think men are usually as organised. Although, no, I know one or two are very, very good. But I enjoy it. I do thoroughly enjoy it. I'm just not organised, is the problem. I love the whole thing. I love making mince pies with my other half now, with my mum of yore. I love the Christmas cards going out. I like the Christmas tree going up. All the bells and whistles. Cooking the Christmas turkey. Yep, tick all those boxes. Christmas pudding, etc., etc. It's just organising it is the part I find hard. Not I don't like doing the things, just getting around to doing them. Hopefully, you're a bit better than I am. Joe Loss, getting us going, of course, some enchanted evening. Now, here's something I definitely hope won't be happening to you over the festive season, all by yourself in the moonlight. Nice little ending on that one. You might not have been expecting All By Yourself in the Moonlight. Bert Furman with Morris Elwin taking the vocals. Now, he was an interesting character. Looking at a very dapper picture of him in a wonderful, is it Homburg? A particularly fine hat. I love the hats of the times, and I do have a few of my own. I've got a Trilby, and I think I've got a fedora, and I've got a pork pie hat. And I might be a Homburg this. I'm not that accurate on my hat. Suffice to say, it's a very fine brimmed hat with a very broad band, which I rather like, and he's staring at the camera in a sort of, I mean, he's quite a cool dude in many ways. And he was quite a cool dude because he was incredibly popular, although, like so many, I know, it's like a refrain on this programme, who remembers Morris Elwin now? Not many, but if you went back in the day, very, very prolific, very well known, was on the BBC a lot in the 1930s and described at the time as the monarch of the microphone and the mystery gramophone voice of many names, which he did have many names. Now, whether this was a publishing issue or just liked keeping the public guessing, I don't know. His real name was Norman MacPhail Blair. That's a good Scottish name, isn't it? Norman MacPhail Blair. That was his real name. Morris Elwin was his most common pseudonym, and that's how we heard him there as Morris Ellman when he was in professional work, but he took a whole host of different names between the First and Second Wars. Over 60 are recorded, apparently, as a singer and a composer, including John Curtis, Morris Kelvin, Donald O'Keefe, Guy Victor, and Max Wynne. Oh, and Norman Blair as well. All of the above was the one man, Morris Elwin. He did like to keep him guessing, I must admit, a great baritone. He recorded over 2,000 tracks in his time, would you believe? With a style said, which I think is pretty accurate actually in this one, I don't know whether it's damning with faint praise, you wouldn't call it hugely distinctive or in your face, would you? And it was said to be understated and subtle, relatively unemotional, and with precise diction. I think that's a good description for once. Not often the critics I always agree with, but yeah, I think unemotional, good diction, understated and subtle, that sums it up. Great character, Morris Elwin. And I say, back in the 30s, well known, lots of recordings, and now, have you heard any Morris Elwin on the radio recently? I'd wager not.
And my heart beats so that I can hardly speak. And I seem to find the happiness I seek when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek. Heaven, I'm in heaven. And the cares that hung around me through the week seem to vanish like a gambler's lucky streak when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I'd love to climb a mountain and to reach the highest peak, but it doesn't thrill me half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I'd love to go out fishing in a river or a creek, but I don't enjoy it half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Dance with me, I want my arm about you. The charm about you will carry me through to heaven. Ooh, I'm in heaven. And my heart beats so that I can hardly speak. And I seem to find the happiness I seek when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek. When we're out together dancing cheek to cheek. Cheek to cheek. Cheek to cheek. When we're out together dancing cheek to cheek.
Plenty of that going on over the Christmas season. Well, one hopes you might get to a party where you can dance cheek to cheek with your loved one. Or who knows, maybe someone you don't know. There's always a chance there at the Christmas party, isn't there? Although, sometimes, yes. Well, I'm sure we've all been to the odd Christmas party where we think, okay, perhaps we'll just leave that at the Christmas party and not think about it in the following year. Yeah, we've all been there, haven't we? We've all been there. Peggy Lee dancing cheek to cheek. Now here's an interesting thing. As you might know, regular listeners to this programme, I have been taking as much as I can of the old Maestro's collection up here to the Black Satanic Mill on the hill and putting them into the library so we can enjoy them here together on this programme. That's what it's all about. So I've saved as many as I can, and I might try and save a few more if I can, if you don't tell anyone. I'm snaffling them in. I haven't actually got them organised into any form of alphabetical or other clearly defined system yet. So it's a bit of a lucky dip, but at least they're there, which is the most important thing. And amongst other little gems, I came across this box. which I know where it will come from my sister, who resides in Belgium and has done for many years. So she will have given this to the old maestro, almost certainly at this time of the year, in years gone by, as a Christmas present. And it is a box set entitled From Belgium with Love. And it's got a picture of the Atomium. If you've ever been to Brussels, you know the Atomium, that building built in the 50s, I think, which does indeed look like a sort of a molecule rather than atom. I think a collection of atoms. Lots of sort of steel balls or shiny balls linked together by tubes through which you can walk. Very curious building if you've ever been there. And I thought, well, and some of them hadn't been opened. But curiously, and this is where the excitement is, when we open it out, the CDs inside are all marked Jazz in Paris. Now, my geography is terrible, but the last time I checked, Paris wasn't in Belgium. Which leads me to think either, for some reason or other, all the CDs have been taken out and all the wrong ones put back in again, or the Belgian From Belgium with Love set is actually French jazz. Very confusing indeed. It all looks good stuff, though, which is a more important thing. And at least one, Bobby Jasper and the Modern Jazz Club. The Modern Jazz Club Saint-Germain. Okay, yeah. Bobby Jasper, Modern Jazz at the Club Saint-Germain. Okay, might be too modern for this. I don't know. I'll have a listen to that one. This one I feel certain won't be. Toots Thielemans, Blues Pour Flutter. I'm liking the sound of that. And I also do rather like Willow Weep For Me. And here he is. Thank you. Sudden ending, isn't it? You're waiting for another chord there. Doesn't come. Toots Thielemans. I can't even say it. Toots Thielemans. Thielemans. We'll get there yet. The wonderful player, guitar, and later on, I mean, earlier, he was known mostly for that, I think, his wonderful guitar playing, greatly inspired by Django Reinhardt. Later on, sort of known a lot for playing the harmonica. Equally adept on both. And he was indeed Belgian, so he's got a rightful place in the From Belgium with Love jazz box. I don't know where the rest are all French from. It's very, I don't know, it'll probably never be discovered. Unless there is a Paris box somewhere which has got all the Belgian stuff in. I'll go and take a look and report back next year. That could well be the case, couldn't it? That's sort of beginning to think that might be what's happened. But who knows, it might just be the wrong CDs. Or put into the box in the first place. You never know. Either way, all the music looks good, so we'll dip in and out of that well, there's not much left of this year, is there? We'll dip in and out of that. In 2023, we will dip in and out of that, shall we say. Yes. Toots himself didn't die that long ago. He lived to a great old age, well into his 90s. Only died in 2016. I don't think I ever got to see him, although we've seen a lot of jazz in Brussels over the years. I don't remember ever seeing Toots, although you would hear the great Philip Catherine himself, well into his late 70s or even older now, I can't remember, and a great fan of Toots and often plays tributes to Toots. Toots himself started out in professional performances with Benny Goodman, touring Europe in 1949 and 1950, and then he emigrated out to the States and became a citizen there in 1957, played with the likes of George Shearing, of course, on tours in the US and in Europe. Was a great mathematician as well, but decided he was going to go for music, but majored in maths at university. And later on in life, he recalled, "I guess I was born at the right time to live and adapt and be touched by the evolution of the jazz language." He heard Django. He said that just inspired him to teach himself guitar, which he did so purely by listening to Django's records. And at the time, he was a college student, as I say, doing mathematics, but by the time of the end of the war in 1945, he reckoned he was a full-time musician. Wonderful stuff. And a fine player. You don't often hear him, or don't hear him as oft as you think, or as I think you should, in many ways. Great on guitar, great on harmonica, and also, I believe, a very fine souffleur, I think it is. A whistler. A very good whistler as well. Not the artist, the... Yeah, you know what I mean. I don't know about Gracie Fields, whether she could whistle or not, but we've been dipping into Gracie Fields' The Clatter of the Clogs, which is another one I found, which is rather fine. And a bit different, isn't it? I like our Gracie. Not that far from home. The very first one we had in this little collection, Would a Manx Cat Wag Its Tail? Yes, very appropriate. She knew the Isle of Man well enough. Did she come here? I honestly don't know off the top of my head. Someone will probably tell me. And if you do know, or perhaps you saw her, Howard Kane at manxradio.com. Love to hear Kane, C-A-I. N-E. I spell my name correctly, it helps, doesn't it? Yeah, it'd be lovely to hear from you, as ever. Here's another little novelty number. She was good on the novelty numbers. Rather appropriate, I thought, for this time of year. The Little Puddin' Basin.
Old Auntie Flo was wealthy, cause she'd always practiced thrift. And when she died, she left her relatives a little gift. Our cousin Joe, her favourite, had one all to himself. It was the little pudding basin that stood on her kitchen shelf. Oh, the little pudding basin that belonged to Auntie Flo. It's very much admired, for it's quite a curio. When he's asked for a reference, well, all he has to show is the little pudding basin that belonged to Auntie Flo. The day he married Ermentrude, it was a swell affair. The Boy Scouts came in dozens, the police were also there. They didn't have a cake, but on the table was displayed a steak and kidney pudding that his Ermentrude had made. In the little pudding basin that belonged to to Auntie Flo. We had our photos taken as we stood there in a row. We ran short of confetti and had nothing else to throw. So we threw the pudding basin that belonged to Auntie Flo. They thought they'd go to Paris for a quiet honeymoon, for no one is surprised there when they see young couple spoon. They got aboard the steamer in a happy frame of mind, when Ermentrude said, "Stop that boat, I've left something behind." It's the little pudding basin that belonged to Auntie Flo. The boat began to rock and all the sailors said, "Heave-ho!" Then Ermentrude cried, "Steward!" And he came up from below with the little pudding basin that belonged to Auntie Flo. They've settled down at Brixton, but a flat was hard to find. At last they got a bedroom, parlour, kitchen all combined. They bought some lovely furniture, gave £2 for the lot, and standing on the dresser is the nicest thing they've got. It's the little pudding basin that belonged to Auntie Flo. They've everything for comfort there, or very nearly so. They haven't got a bathroom, but they don't mind that, you know. For they use the pudding basin that belonged to Auntie Flo. Hey, that pudding basin is coming for some things.
Thank you.
you go. There's a happy little twofer for you. Gracie Fields and Harry Parry. I don't know whether they've been side by side on the record decks before now. Ah, who knows? Stranger things have happened at sea, I suppose. Gracie with the Little Puddin' Basin. Classic novelty number. Yes. Always, well, tongue-in-cheek and more than a hint of double entendre quite often, I think. And then Harry Parry, of course, well-known in his time for, well, both TV and radio, actually. He did cross the Rubicon onto TV in later years, started out with Percival Mackey and his band, and then became a real regular broadcaster during the war years with his Radio Rhythm Club Sextet. That was actually with his All Stars, that band. But his Radio Rhythm Club Sextet brought jazz, I suppose, to many for the first time across Britain. Champagne, great track that, his signature tune, with its appropriately sounding plop to signal the opening of a bottle. I don't remember that. But I'm not going to disagree with the Book of Words in any case. But yeah, I do like Champagne. It's a great track. George Shearing used to play with him at one stage, as did Benny Lee and Steve Race. He of, if you remember, My Music fame, also played with Harry Parry for a while. And then in later years, he went into TV. He became the compere of BBC Jazz Club in 1947. He presented Housewife's Choice on the radio, that was, of course. But then the children's television show, All Together Now, Crackerjack. Before my time, Leslie Crowther was the earliest I remember doing Crackerjack. But Harry Parry had been doing it, and he did Crackerjack up until his death early on, sadly. Quite early on, from a heart attack. But Harry Parry on Crackerjack, you remember that? No, I don't remember it either. But if you do, again, always drop me a line. Any thoughts? You'd like more Harry Parry? You'd like more Gracie? Less Gracie? You'd like more anyone, really? You'd like more Maurice Elwin? Whatever you fancy. Howard Kane at manxradio.com. I would be delighted to hear from you at any stage. Or you can pop me a mail. You know, in the old mail, the old snail mail, whatever. Howard Kane at Sweet and Swing, Manx Radio, Broadcasting House. That's Douglas Head, which amazingly is in Douglas, and that is in the Isle of Man. And the code is IM15BW. That'd be nice to hear one way or another. Any thoughts, get in touch. And like I said, requests, we do them. Any requests, if I can play the music, if I can find the music, we can get it, we will play them as well. Or up for any other ideas, one way or another. So give us a shout. Mail or howardkane@maxradio.com. Be lovely to hear from you. Gold standards are classics from the Great American Songbook. Well, it's coming up to Christmas. Got to be a bit of Bing, hasn't it?
Someday we'll build a home on a hilltop high, you and I, shiny and new, cottage that two can fill. And we'll be pleased to be called the folks who live on the hill. Oh, someday we may be adding a thing or two, just a wing or two. We will make changes as any family will, but we will always be called the folks who live on the hill. Our veranda will command a view of meadows green, the sort of view that seems to want to be seen. And when the kids grow up and leave us, we'll sit and look at that same old view, just we two, Darby and Joan, who used to be Jack and Jill, the folks who like to be called what they have always been called, the folks who live on the hill. command a view of meadows green, the sort of view that seems to want to be seen. And when the kids grow up and leave us, we'll sit and look at that same old view, just we two, Darby and Joan, who used to be Jack and Jill. The folks who like to be called what they have always been called. The folks who live on the hill.
They don't write lyrics like that anymore. Our veranda will command a view. Oh. Couldn't make it up. Well, someone did. Not me. Wish I had him anyways. It's a great rhyme. The folks who live on the hill. Bing Crosby. He sounds Christmassy, even when he's not singing Christmassy songs to my ears, but that's probably because I was brought up on a diet of Bing Crosby and Perry Como this time of the year. And yeah, I just have to hear any Perry, any Bing, and I'm in Christmas mood one way or another. I like to think I'm not unique in that. And hopefully someone out there listening is thinking, yeah, that's me as well. I might be unique in Max Radio with that. Probably am. Bearing in mind, I think everyone else's favourite Christmas song is the New York one with the you da 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 da. Yeah, you know the one. Yeah, well, I know it's very popular. Can't stand it myself, but there we go. Give me a bit of Bing any day of the week. Tis Sweet and Swing, H with you through until the top of the hour. Yeah, we'll have a bit of festive music in a moment, but not before. Oh, a little bit of swing. We're going to be riding high with Sid Phillips and his quintet. Oh, and the Green Sisters might drop in as well for a few bars. Riding high, Sid Phillips and the boys, and the girls being the Green Sisters, that's Green with an E, I believe, who were popular during the wartime years. Jay Wilbur they appeared with quite a lot, and if you saw High Gang, the film High Gang, 1940, whatever it was, 41. If you saw High Gang, the Green Sisters were in that as well with Ben Lyon and Bibi Daniels. And, of course, then, as we heard there, they recorded with the Sid Phillips Quintet. I think they made quite a good sound, actually. Not too bad at all. Nice vocalisation, nice harmonisation. Could be a lot worse. A bit of Christmas cheer? Well, yes, why not? We haven't had much Christmas music. We'll do a Christmassy sort of special next week, shall we? Bring some more Christmassy jazz in and see what we can find one way or another. But what about this one, then? This could be for Father Sean, possibly, I don't know, over there in Ireland. It's Father Sidney McCune and Chorus, back in the 1950s, with their version of course, the 12 Days of Christmas.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love sent to me a partridge in a pear tree. On the second day of Christmas, my true love sent to me two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree. On the third day of Christmas, my true love sent to me three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me
four calling birds,
three French hens,
two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me
five gold rings,
four calling birds,
three French hens, two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree. On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me
six geese a laying,
five gold rings.
And a partridge in a pear tree. On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love sent to me
seven swans a-swimming,
six geese a-laying,
five gold rings,
four calling birds,
three French hens, two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree. On the eighth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me
eight maids
a-milking, seven swans
a-swimming, six geese a-laying, five gold rings,
four calling birds,
three French hens, two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree. On the ninth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me nine ladies dancing, eight maids a-milking, seven swans a-swimming, six geese a-laying, five golden rings, four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the tenth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me
ten lords a-leaping,
nine maids dancing,
eight maids a-milking,
seven swans a-swimming,
six geese a-laying, five gold rings,
four calling birds,
three French hens, two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree. On the 11th day of Christmas, my true love sent to me
11 pipers piping,
10 lords a-leaping,
9 maidens dancing,
8 maids a-milking,
7 swans a-swimming,
6 geese a-laying, 5 gold rings,
4 calling birds,
3 French hens, 2 turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree. On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love sent to me
12 drummers drumming,
11 pipers piping,
10 lords a-leaping,
9 maidens dancing,
8 maids a-milking,
7 swans a-swimming,
6 geese a-laying, 5 gold rings, 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves,
and a partridge.
Done this at a nice, sensible pace. Not like when we do it. We, Yes, Father Sidney McCune and Chorus back in 1958 with a very clear, very precise, very nicely paced 12 Days of Christmas. You get the impression he liked things to be in their proper spot, did Father Sidney. Yeah, we'll play that one for Father Sean. Hope he's listening and ready for Christmas one way or another. Always great to have a bit of Christmas. Yeah, we'll do more Christmas music. I've been sprinkling one or two in. Didn't want to overdo it, you know. Didn't want to over-Christmas-fy you too much. But we'll perhaps do a Christmas Eve special with lots of Christmas stuff next week. We'll see how it goes. One way or another. You might have had enough by then. Who knows? Who knows? Okay, we'll have a bit of swing after the 12 Days of Christmas. The Five Gold Rings, they're always my favourite. My Baby Just Cares For Me, Wolf Phillips and his Swing Stars. Wolf Phillips and the Boys, with a fine swinging version. It did swing along a fair old lake, not that rate of knots, that one, didn't it? My Baby Just Cares For Me, Wolf with his Swing Stars, and another fine character as well, who's a well-known, featured in the BBC in the 1940s, and very influential in his time, and son of a Jewish immigrant from the East End. Sid Phillips, of course, his perhaps more famous brother, I suppose you could say that. Not unreasonable to say that, isn't it? Wolf Phillips, I don't think, ever quite had the attraction of Sid Phillips. But played with some great people as well, and at the London Palladium. So, you know, he did all right, as they say. Wasn't too bad at all. Can't knock it. Very nice indeed. And I was just reading, I was looking at this little bit about Father Sid as well, who was actually Glaswegian, although had lots of Irish roots. He sounded more Irish to me, but maybe that's just me getting my accents mixed up, but was indeed a practicing parish priest and quite successful doing traditional songs as well. There's a happy mix. You can think about that, Father Sean.
Thank you.
about it for this week, I think. It'll be the last one before the big day, as it's called. Christmas, of course. But we'll have one more before Christmas, and we'll put in some more Christmas music. And fear not, there might not be many good things to look forward to in 2023, but Sweet and Swing will be one of them. We will be carrying on in our usual place, at our usual time, with our usual great mix of music. Look after yourselves. See you next week. Get that shopping done. Cheerio.